This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
How can we resolve the apparent tension between the scientific presentation of evolution and the Bible? Some Christians attempt to reconcile the two views by saying that evolution is true and that's the mechanism God used. Prominent organizations such as Biologos insist that theistic evolution, sometimes called evolutionary creation, is a superior view because of the evidence for evolutionary theory. Authors of a new book challenge that assumption based on their scientific understanding and their theological concerns. The book, Theistic Evolution, A Scientific, Philosophical, and Theological Critique, is edited by scientists like Stephen C. Meyer, philosophers like J.P. Moreland, and theologians like Wayne Grudem. Stephen Meyer was on my radio program recently to talk about his articles and contributions by other scientists. He says that he feels that many pastors and theologians believe they're under an obligation to accept an evolutionary worldview. Then they feel they have to interpret the scripture from that evolutionary hermeneutic. But the contributors to this book actually argue that it is hardly necessary given the current status of the evolutionary model. Meyer believes that there is a very large disparity between the public presentation of the evolutionary theory by science popularizers and textbook writers and the actual status of the theory as you find it in peer-reviewed literature. In fact, some leaders of the field are actually calling for a new theory of evolution and for a new mechanism for evolutionary change. The book not only raises scientific questions about evolution, but also deals with the philosophical and theological questions that arise once you adopt a view of theistic evolution. Where does the fall in human sinfulness fall into an evolutionary narrative? Is Adam a mythological figure or historical figure? These are important questions raised in this new book that will challenge you to consider what you believe about origins. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.